repentance, and then last week we prayed for lost people. Tonight we're going to talk about spiritual warfare, and hopefully that will, as you get in your groups and you pray, that again, we talked about being led of the Holy Spirit, that again, He will lead you and I to know how to pray and what to pray for as we lift those things up. So a couple of verses I want to share with you to, as we prepare our hearts for this. And again, want to say thank you for coming, because I genuinely believe this is becoming the most important hour of the week. It's going to make everything else be what it needs to be. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Zechariah with me, Zechariah 4, 6, and 7. We're talking about spiritual warfare. Remind you that even we Christians so often act or react in this world the way we would whether or not we have Christ or not. So we become defensive, or we try to stand our own strength and our own power. And understanding spiritual warfare is to understand that the battle is not against that person that's sitting across from you, but the battle is a spiritual battle. And the Bible is just filled with examples of the battle that goes on in the heavenlies, and the need for us to pray in that way. So Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, here's what's recorded for us. He said, So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." And I like verse 7, because it's a pretty cool verse, because he said that, "Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth capstone and shouts of grace, great grace to it, or grace to it." It reminds me when Jesus talked to his disciples, and he said, if you have the faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you can say this mountain be removed, cast in the sea, and it will be done. And so Zechariah, the prophet here, reminds us that which is going to be done is not by power, it's not by human might, it's not by human ingenuity, it is by the Spirit of God. And that's I hope that we get that's the essence of spiritual warfare. That we need to be a people who are equipped with the Spirit of God and understand where the battle is. Now, how do you understand where is the battle? So take your Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Very familiar passage of Scripture to you. Right, starting with verse 10, here's what Paul writes for us. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Y'all got that one little verse right there? Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. God's not asking you to be strong for Him. So be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of who? The devil. Okay? The devil. And now he's going to explain that to you. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." And then verse 13 said, "Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Then go over with me to verse 18, and here's where the part of the prayer, I'm not going to give you all the armor of God, that's not the point is. The point is of praying, and here's what he says about praying, verse 18. "Praying always with all prayer and supplication," what's a little qualifier there now? In the Spirit. We talked about being led by the Spirit. It's a spiritual battle. If you're not led by the Spirit, you're going to be ineffective. Prayer, again, does not originate in us. It originates in Him. It comes from Him. Okay? So, praying in the Spirit, being watchful of this end, and with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. All right, one other verse before we break up in our groups. As we think about this matter of spiritual warfare, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. So, not by our might, but by His We need to be praying in the spirit because it is a battle against principalities and power and spiritual forces of darkness in heavenly places. Now, listen to the last word that we have for you that I will give to you that Paul again reminds us, starting with verse 3 of chapter 10 and go through verse 6. Here's what he said. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. That's not where our battle is, once again. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, fleshly, of man, all those things apply, but are mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. What has he given us? He again has given us his spirit. Our Christian faith is not us, you and I, endeavoring to live the best we can for God. And nor does God just say, okay, you're mine now, you're in the Lord's army now, go out there and fight the battle for me. That's not how he does it. We are to be filled, led by the Spirit, and understand where the battle is. Because it's so easy to be distracted, particularly in this day and time, when it comes to this matter of where the battle really is. And he reminds us here that the battle is between the principalities and the power. It is a spiritual battle. So your physical eyes may never see it. Your physical eyes may see the result of the spiritual battle going on around us, but you will never see the battle. And God has called us to be a people who fight the battle at the right place. You can put it this way. God is our commander, but he's also the one that supplies all the strength and everything that we need. And he's told us where the battle is. And I think too often, I do this, we Christians get distracted and get pulled into fleshly or carnal arguments and try to stand on our own wisdom, ability, intellect, whatever, even our own spirituality, and neglect to see that that's not where the battle is. It's with the Lord. Okay, so as we break up, I hope you're building something here as we pray together these things. This is a part of your prayer life. Repentance, praying for the lost, and now understanding that it is a spiritual battle. So we're gonna break up now. And again, those who are leading, please plan to be back here by 10 till. I don't want to stop what the Spirit's doing, but please plan to be back here by 10 till, so we can conclude this today. Okay, so.